You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlaken Public Radio. It's 5:45. I'm Morgan Springer. A long-standing trademark dispute over the use of the M22 logo has expanded into federal court. M22 is the state highway that runs along Lake Michigan from Manistee to Northport and back to Traverse City. A company based in Traverse City says it has exclusive use of the M22 logo on clothing and other items like bumper stickers. Michigan's attorney general says the retail company can't have that trademark. Bill Schutte says the highway name and logo belong to everyone. Peter Payette joins me now to talk about it. Thanks for coming in, Peter.
Hello, Morgan.
How did this dispute start?
So this started more than 4 years ago. And interestingly, it started kind of far away from M22. It started up in Emmett County with a business along M119, which is also a scenic state highway up north of Petoskey. The Goodhart General Store in Goodhart, for a long time, had sold merchandise with an M119 label on it. And the folks at M22 noticed they were selling a red wine that looked similar to their M22 wine. And so they told the people at this store that even though it was a different highway number, the logo was the same, and they thought that someone could reasonably mistake that wine for theirs, and so that was an infringement on their trademark, and they asked them to stop doing that.
So they asked them to stop doing that because, just to be clear, it's not just the M22 sign. It's also that white diamond with the black backlay that they're saying they have a trademark on as well.
I think it's mainly the logo that they have trademarked. And the standard is, when you have a trademark, the standard is whether a customer might be confused and think they're buying something that's from you. And since they were similar enough, they believed that wine could reasonably be confused or confuse a customer, so that they thought it was an M22 product, even though it said M119.
So the attorney general has said that they can't do this. Why does he say they can't do this?
Well, this area of law is kind of arcane, but basically, he says that there's this document called the Federal Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices, and that is a rule from the federal government that regulates highways and signs and all these sorts of things, and that it prohibits trademarking a sign like an M22 sign. That under this federal manual, nobody can trademark M22 or any other state or federal road.
What's M22's response to that, and what's their general argument?
Essentially, they're saying that it's a misapplication of that law. They're saying that to the extent that the Federal Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices speaks about trademarks, it's to protect the state. It's to protect, say, in this case, the state of Michigan from a company like M22 saying, we've trademarked that logo and you can't use it, or if you want to use it, you have to pay us. They're saying that manual has nothing to do with who can use a highway label to put on a bottle of wine or put on a T-shirt or a bumper sticker. That it just isn't relevant.
So what happens next?
Well, the next thing is we should actually have a ruling from the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board. That's the action that was started 4 years ago. In the next 2 or 3 months, that appeal should be decided, and we'll know whether the M22 is going to be able to keep these trademarks that it has registered for this logo and name M22. And then, depending on how that comes out, I suppose down the road, the federal court in Grand Rapids could overrule the appeal board.
So if M22 wins, then other companies or organizations won't be able to use that logo and name. What if the attorney general wins? Does that mean M22 would have to change up what they're doing?
No, they could keep doing what they're doing, but anybody could make a T-shirt or a bumper sticker with M22 on it and sell it.
Great. Thanks so much for coming in, Peter.
Thank you, Morgan.